You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
mine.
My mother will say,
beautiful, what's your
My father
hurry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just to have a drink more.
I'll put some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlights
to break this spell.
I'll take your hat.
Well,
your hair
you.
Looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in
At
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Oh, what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And it most certainly is, ladies and gentlemen, cold outside this Saturday evening, December the 5th. Indeed, the calendar has switched over to the month of December. Christmas looms large. We thank you for tuning in tonight to tonight's live broadcast of TPC. I'm your host, James Edwards. And maybe, like those singers in that iconic song that we are told now is so bad and we shouldn't listen to and it has such a horrible message, but maybe you, like they, are looking to make a love connection this Christmas season. Well, we have got the perfect guest for you, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us this evening all the way from Europe is Ida. She is the founder of WhiteDate.net, the only dating site in the world that caters to people of European descent. Her goal is to counteract the extinction and progress of our people by helping woke white men and women find each other, to have children, and to build traditional extended families and communities. Being blocked from advertising on major platforms such as Facebook, Google, Twitter, Reddit, as well as being banned from YouTube and Instagram, that opened Liv's eyes to the orchestrated agenda against white people. As such, WhiteDate.net finds itself in the epicenter of a global war against our people. Liv, great to have you this evening. How are you?
Hello, James. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. And, you know, we are running a special series, I guess you could say, where we don't abandon political commentary in its entirety, but we are focusing more during the month of December, especially as we head into Christmas, on how people can improve their personal lives, their lives inside their homes, their lives inside their community. And this was an interview, you were a guest, I should say, that we had circled, and we'd been talking, you and I have been talking for a couple of months, actually, about putting this interview together. I'm so glad that the timing is just right tonight for us to make that happen and bring you to this audience. So, as I said, you are in Central Europe. We appreciate you staying up late with us tonight. Liv, please start from the beginning and tell us your story, a little bit of information about who you are and your background leading up to the founding of WhiteDate.net. Let's start there and then move forward.
Certainly. I am a German Gen X woman. I have been making websites for 10 years, living in France because I was married in France. And in December 2016, I came across videos talking about white genocide. And I thought, this is a problem. And as webmasters, we seek solutions to problems. And I said to myself, you should offer a website bringing together woke white men and women who are aware of this problem and who would like to have children, which nowadays seems to be kind of eccentric in this global in this modern clown world that is turned upside down, kind of. So I said to myself, we need a platform where people can openly talk about this subject, that there is, white genocide happening, actually. And we as white people are actually a group that that should be also defined as a group which has been diluted in the term Caucasian. So I said to myself, we need to do this. I work with Indian webmasters. They live in India. I would not work with them if they lived in a white country or in an autochthon white country. So I've been doing that for quite some time, and we got along very well. I'm quite experienced with webmastering. But, this dating site has created lots of obstacles for me. I couldn't even imagine in the first place. I was banned everywhere for advertisement on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google, on Reddit. And it was very difficult to find a bank to process payment. I lost two accountants in France. My company is in France. So it was extremely difficult to find people who would cooperate and also platforms who would let us advertise. And in the beginning, it was obviously a ghost town. So it was difficult. Now we have almost 6,000 members. Most of them are white men. They are scattered all over the Western countries. They are all looking for the perfect traditional wife, obviously. And, unfortunately, I cannot heal the brainwashing of the modern women who have been told that working in a cubicle is more desirable than working at home for a beautiful family. So there is a disequilibrium and the ratio of men and women, but this is a beginning. And I think once we are more established, women will also follow the track the men are paving right now, because it is a little bit controversial to sign up on a dating site that is for white people. As we all know, whatever white people do for white people is stigmatized as racist, whereas other ethnicities and other races can practice in-group preference and have their own websites for their own people as they please. But we as white people need to really impose now our rights, also the natural right to work for our peers, for our people. And this is what we are trying to do.
Liv, that was such a great answer. And as a matter of fact, you were so comprehensive in your answer, you actually took a couple of the questions that I had moving forward and addressed those as well. I was certainly going to ask you about what led you to begin your work. You made mention of that. A lot of positive messages on whitedate.net. I was browsing through the website before the interview, before the show started tonight. I like some of the statements that you have there. We know where we came from, where we belong, and wish to share the feeling with like-minded partners. Now, that's hardly a message of hate. You just mentioned the fact. Well, actually, we'll revisit this and go much forward. We'll let people know how this website works, how you can join the success that has been had there by people looking for suitable traditional mates. We'll get into it all with Liv Haida, founder of whitedate.net. We're just beginning. She's with us for the full hour, our first hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history, when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. By a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no one.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
my
star.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I feel when I touch
but
your hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty of plans.
If you got pneumonia, you
I
die.
I really can't stay.
Get over that old lock. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold.
Well, that took a lot of convincing.
Well, the man in that song is, of course, or the male role in that song has become much maligned in this day and age. But, of course, we'll get into this with Liv in just a moment. That is the kind of attitude a man needs to have in order to go out and conquer. And if you can't conquer women, you're not going to be able to lead your nations. And I don't mean conquer them in a negative way, but everybody needs leadership. We need manly men. We need traditional roles. And we'll be talking about that more with Liv Haida, the founder of WhiteDay.net, as this interview continues. But before the break, Liv, I was reading a message from your website. We know where we come from, where we belong, and wish to share the feeling with like-minded partners. Now, that is hardly a message of hate, as you mentioned. Of course, every other race or ethnic group, and increasingly every sort of sexual perversion even, has its own dating sites that caters to those particular communities. But when you tried to create, and you were successful in that, by the way, and it still stands today, but when you created this site for traditionally minded men and women of European descent, well, that's not allowed. You mentioned in some detail some of the attacks you've had to endure. And it's interesting because on our statement of principles, we have an item that reads, "We wish to revive the white birth rate above replacement level fertility and beyond to grow the percentage of whites in the world." Now, that statement, as much as any I've ever said or written, has been included in countless articles as the definitive example of why I am a racist or a hater or a bigot or whatever, because I want my people to survive. There really is a concerted effort to stamp us out, is there not?
Well, there is this obvious double standard. As you said, every race, every ethnicity can practice in-group preference, can have their own websites and basically openly love themselves and take care of themselves. Like every mother, every father would take care of their family first. And it doesn't mean that you hate other families, right? And so... yes, we need people who are aware of this injustice and who just step out courageously and say we have the same right to do that. We have and then also re-embrace traditional gender roles that have been diluted in the very vicious attempt to brainwash into behaving in a way that makes us unattractive to the other sex. So, yeah, there's a lot to repair, a lot of bugs to repair. As a webmaster, I always try to repair processes. I don't know, even know where to start. There's so much to do.
Fantastic answer. And moving along to some of the other statements you have on the website, I liked this one. We are exclusive, not discriminatory. To learn the difference, ask your local country club. That was funny. But I also like this. This is obviously a very serious statement and one that people need to consider and remember going forward. We want long-lasting love, marriage, and families with numerous healthy children. That is part of the reason for the existence of whitedate.net. In fact, I'll read it again. We want long-lasting love, marriage, and families with numerous healthy children. So that is the kind of relationships you and your work, your website is seeking to foster. Now, we all know that a strong family unit is the foundation of civilization. If we aren't meeting and pairing up as men and women and having children, then our nations will fall. But it's not as simple as going to the market and choosing a mate. What are the challenges, Liv, that people find in the dating world today?
Yes, there are so many. It is extremely difficult nowadays to create a stable relationship and even a family. People who manage to create stable relationships and families are kind of heroes because they have proven that they they have understood that the propaganda that has been showering on us over decades now and since early childhood, that they have not that they have kind of rejected everything. I mean, the vulgarity that women are taught to live, the loose relationships, sexuality as a life goal, or just focusing on these very trivial things such as makeup or long fingernails, or also speaking up loudly in front of a man. All these things that are taught by Hollywood and by television and also by YouTube, all these very popular videos are basically teaching women to behave like, I don't want to say the word slut, but in a light way, it is not attractive to a man nowadays. And it has never been, by the way. But men are still wired by nature to, they want to obviously procreate and spread the genetic information, which is nature. But they do not want to do that with a woman who has been sleeping around for years. This is also a natural thing because a man needs to know that his offspring is his and that he is not taking care of someone else's offspring that is not continuing his line. So we are in deep down still wired by nature, and this is why men and women are so frustrated now, because there is a huge discrepancy between the natural law and what we are taught in the media and Hollywood and even education, talking about women finding a career and being happy in an office all day. Of course not. Women are exploited as workers for profit-seeking companies. women are mostly, and I don't say absolutely and always, but mostly are happy as mothers and homemakers. And we were taught that this is like a slavery or oppression. This is completely ridiculous. So now, as a woman, I myself have made lots of mistakes, of these mistakes I've just described. I must say, now, as an older woman, I'm and a Generation X, so I have a little bit of life experience. I must say to the young women, do not believe, do not fall for these this propaganda and telling you that you will find happiness by sleeping around, or you will be more attractive by wearing hot pants, and that long fingernails are super important to life. No, long fingernails and having a big family is absolutely are two completely incompatible things. And I wonder why these long fingernails are so promoted, because a mother of three or four has a lot of difficulties having long fingernails if you have to do practical work all day. So we live in a world that it does not help us at all create long-lasting relationships and families, and we need to be wise to overcome this propaganda and to rediscover traditional values.
We will take a break right there. A lot to think about. And everything she said is so true. Of course, the world, society, this anti-white, this white-hating society has pulled out all the stops, whether it be feminism or the promotion of dysgenic behavior, promiscuous behavior, you name it. It's all a synthesis to decrease our birth rates. They don't have to murder us. We are not reproducing. We'll talk about that and much more when we come back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi thinks a new dynamic is emerging in the fight against the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. COVID-19, a big topic during the Capitol Hill briefing, as was an update on coronavirus relief talks.
We saw a framework. They're putting, now they have to turn it into text. And then, so we'll take the time we need, and we must get it done. And we must get it done by this before we leave. We cannot leave without it.
President Trump is traveling to Georgia this weekend to try to drum up support for Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Perdue is being challenged in the January 5th runoff by Democrat John Ossoff, and Loeffler is facing a challenge from Reverend Raphael Warnock. The latest polls showing both Democrats leading the Republicans in the race by 4 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Non-farm payrolls increased by just 245,000 in November, well below Wall Street estimates, as rising coronavirus cases coincided with a considerable slowdown in hiring. The unemployment rate did fall to 6.7%. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson telling CNBC what we really need to know about that number.
The one thing that we haven't heard is the labor force participation rate. And I think that's going to be critical in understanding the edge down in the unemployment rate. You can't just look at the unemployment rate, because we know people are leaving the workforce, and people are leaving, a lot of women are leaving the workforce, because we're still in many places in lockdown mode when it comes to schools and childcare.
The House is debating a bill that would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. It would also expunge federal convictions for lower-level marijuana offenses. The bill will likely pass in the Democratic-led House, but not the Republican-controlled Senate. USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. Who sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
It is indeed a magical time for our people, a spiritual time for our people. The winter solstice, Christmas time, of course. Really hated to see with our guest being from Europe, Liv Haida tonight, the founder of WhiteDate.net, hated to see the Christmas markets of Europe be closed down this year. What a magical expression of European mankind those are. But as we continue the conversation, I really want to get into the website itself, Liv, but I want to ask you just one more question, if I may, about the culture and the climate that surrounds dating and relationships and families. And we were touching just before the break, of course, about all of this anti-family rhetoric, anything that can be promoted that would that would discourage people from entering into relationships that produce children and large families. There is a full court press to demoralize people from going out and seeking what we all have known for centuries and generations going back to the very beginning of our people was healthy and natural behavior. Everything that is unnatural now is being pushed upon us. But another statement at your website, whitedate.net, I read, "We follow classic roles where strong men take the lead. We understand that common cultural heritage helps romance develop in harmony and mutual commitment." Very well stated. I have a friend in Germany, and she has told me before that what she has noticed, what she has witnessed, is that the German men, she's a native German, the German men are just so cowed that when you go out in public, they are not the aggressors. They have just been so cowed by World War II propaganda and anti-white propaganda that it is the foreigners that are aggressively pursuing the German women. Now, this is just something she's seen in her own, you know, day-to-day life. Is that something that you've noticed over there, and how do we overcome that?
This is absolutely true, and this is a disaster. Unfortunately, German men have been psychologically so crushed after the Second World War that they do not dare to take the initiative. I mean, this is not completely true. There are always the stronger men than others and more audacious men. But generally, I also had to notice that in France, for instance, men were much more sportive and much more aggressive pursuing a woman, which is attractive. It is always good for a woman to know that she is desired. Women need to get the feeling that they are attractive and desired by a man. And of course, it doesn't mean that you have to behave like a dog, always following her everywhere and calling her three times per day. But it is important that a woman gets the feeling that the man is also courageous enough to make the first step. And sometimes in Germany, I have the feeling that the younger generation is not at all classic in building relationships. Men tend to wait and that the woman opens the door before they knock at the door. And in France, it's like if the door is closed, they come through the window. If the window is closed, they come through the chimney. It's really they try completely different things. And so they're more courageous because they're not afraid of being rejected. But getting rejected is part of the game. The courtship game. It is important to know that getting rejected is normal. But nobody can please everybody. But the worst mistake a man can make is not to try. If he likes the woman, he must try. This is his job. His mission is to provoke his destiny. Women cannot do that. It is always, they now tend to do it because it's so difficult to find men. But actually, it is not in the feminine role or the female role to start a relationship and to offer herself on a silver platter.
All right. We've established all that. I think that was a great foundational conversation. Which leads us to, again, the necessity and the importance of your work and a website such as whitedate.net, which we heartily endorse and encourage people to check out. So if you go there, you are going to absolutely take a nice shortcut. Anybody you may find, any matches you may make on there, you're already going to know that they're going to be relatively traditional. I mean, obviously, if they're on that website, you already know that's a big part of the battle. You have found someone who is compatible politically and in terms of traditional families and all the things we've been talking about tonight. What has been some of the reaction you've gotten from your members, actual, real, honest people who have used whitedate.net?
Well, the reaction is very positive, and of course some members they also discover bugs, and so I interact with members when they are suggesting changes or new functionalities. There is a technical part of the interaction with members. We always strive to improve the website, and yeah, there are bugs because we do not have the millions of fundings these big platforms have. This is a very, very low budget platform. But otherwise, members are very positive and encouraging, and they have been maybe a dozen of relationships I know of who formed, and several of them led to marriage. I know of three babies.
Fantastic.
Who are the product kind of a white date. So there are first success stories I know of. I don't know of every story because I can only know about it if members take the time to share it with me and write me an email. So it is very encouraging. In the beginning, it was difficult. It was a ghost town, obviously, and I thought it would never take off because of the lack of advertisement. But then, I got a banner on Amren and a little bit of support in the pro-white community. And some first interviews. So, yeah, the word spread, I think you can say. And members are always encouraging, especially men, but there are also women now who try to help also to red pill other women because they see that how unhappy their friends are, and they try to reorient them, to readjust their navigation system towards time-proven gender roles that they have forgotten or never have been taught.
Well, it's very interesting that I was just going to ask you this, as if you've been reading from my notes all night. You're always a step ahead of me, which is fantastic for an interviewer. But I was going to ask you to share with us some of the love connections that have been made there at whitedate.net. You said there have been marriages, there have been children that have come forth as a result of men and women finding each other on this website. Now, again, this is something that, as you mentioned, doesn't have the budget or doesn't have the ability to advertise on a lot of different places. So a lot of people don't know about it. But as time goes on and more word does increasingly get out, whether it be programs like this or elsewhere, people are joining. Now, I am sure, Liv, that I have some eligible bachelors and bachelorettes in my audience listening right now who may be looking for a partner. This is not, though, an exclusively European website. We're about to come up on our last break, so we'll follow this up after the commercial. But what is the presence of Americans on whitedate.net? It is not just American, not just European. It is for the entire Western world. But breaking it down with regard to nationality, what would you say the ratio is?
Well, the ratio is about 50% in the United States. The last time I looked, it was 8% in the United Kingdom, 8% in Canada, 5% in Germany and France. And there's also 2% in, I think, Australia. So There are also South Africa. There are people signing up in South Africa. All over the Western world we are. And it's all about the white nation. Because now I'm German. Of course, I like my German fellow men and my German country and language and heritage. But we need to, I think, make a step forward to perceive ourselves as part of the white nation, a big nation, because we are all in the same boat, and the boat is sinking. So we need to cooperate worldwide, and we also make we need to do bold steps. I have a member who left Europe to live with her husband now in Canada. This is a huge step for a woman. So, but if you don't find a partner in Europe, why not do something a little bit crazy? I mean, you have to provoke.
Hey, it's worth it's worth moving for. If you find somebody, there is nothing more important in life on this temporal plane of Earth than finding someone with whom you can have a family with, build a family, extend your line, transmit your genetic payload. One more segment with Liv Haida, WhiteDate.net, next.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
All we need on Christmas, right this very minute, candles in the window, candles at the spinet. Yes, we need on Christmas, right this very minute. As the snow does sing the flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest train now. Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we have some tinsel on that evergreen bough.
ladies and gentlemen, this has been a series ongoing that I have been very excited about. I mean, certainly, as I've mentioned before, we could continue over the course of the next 4 weeks to break down and offer our opinion and commentary and analysis on any given headline, which we so often do. I mean, that's what we do here at TPC. But what I wanted to do, starting around Thanksgiving and going through the new year, is focus on ways where we can help our listeners help themselves in terms of building relationships, as we're talking about tonight with Liv, building communities, learning trades. We are putting a special emphasis and an increased emphasis on that during the month of December. And this has just been a phenomenal discussion with a lady who is a true heroine for our people, creating something that does not exist anywhere else. This is the only dating website of its kind, and we wanted to be sure to bring word of this. We should have done it a long time ago. I'm glad we could rectify that mistake this evening. So, Liv, I always procured dates, I guess you could call it, manually. I have been married for 14 years now, and of course, since that time in the early 2000s, the online dating scene has certainly exploded this century, and it's a bit beyond my scope of knowledge. So being a novice when it comes to this realm, tell us the process of joining up. And I know that there is also something that people may be concerned with. Your website offers a service that verifies the identity of your members, which of course obviously helps weed out phony profiles and things like that. So for people who are listening tonight, they're interested in what they're hearing. They're looking for a solid man or a solid woman. They want to join whitedate.net and look around. How do they do it?
Yeah, first of all, congratulations on your beautiful family. I saw photos of your family on Twitter, and you are a real role model to white well-being. I'm impressed. The process of signing up on White Date is simple. You fill out a form, but you also have to fill out an About Me presentation, and that tells me if you're really one of us. I'm not going to reveal what makes me decide for or against a new member. But it is clear that trashy profiles, profiles that that are not serious, they don't of people who are incapable of form a whole sentence, for instance, or who are obviously trolls, they don't get approved. Actually, I think one of five only get into this site. So we have a lot of spam problems, and we had to add a lot of spam filter. So it is a bit tricky to get in, but once you're in, you'll find people who are like-minded. And that is already a good thing in a world where it's very difficult to find places where you can talk freely. And the verification process also includes a personal verification by showing a selfie with holding an ID. And people, members who have sent me this selfie, they get a check mark on their profile. And other members will understand that these are truly white people, first of all, because I can verify that they are white, and that they are also openly, they have shown me their identity card. So they seem to be more serious and trustworthy, because it's all about trust. You do not want to meet people who are secretly Antifa and try to dox us and ruin our lives, because this is exactly the problem many people see when they sign up. They try to be completely anonymous, and this is also possible. We encourage anonymity. Use an anonymous email address. Do not reveal your real address. When I see people signing up with a street number, I at least delete the number of the street. We encourage to add just a public square close to where you live. I mean, we have to be very careful. We live in a world that is so anti-white that even going on a date is dangerous nowadays. So don't meet anybody in private. In the first stage, it should always be in public. But now in Corona times, everything is more difficult. So that that makes it a bit more complicated for people to find each other. But I say, don't despair. Always try again and again to meet new people, and also try to build communities. We are allowed to meet up without a mask in just for a walk in the woods or in the street. So try to meet as many people as you can in your region, and try to build a network of white people who are woke, and you can talk to openly. And also, these people might have sisters and cousins and neighbors who might be single. There might be a green-haired girl who is a little bit gone astray, but with the right leadership, she would make a perfect traditional wife. So I also encourage men to take the lead and not shame all the women that that obviously are also victims of cultural Marxism, but see the potential in the woman. If she has a kind heart, then the hair can grow. You can always dye hair back to brown or blonde, but the kind heart is a great asset for a woman. So I don't despair. I always try to cure or heal women and also men who have gone astray a little bit and who are victims of cultural Marxism.
Liv, it has been a phenomenally important hour. It's been a fast hour, as it always is when we have interesting and thoughtful guests. We had a couple of young men on the show week before last, and a lady in our audience said, "Are these, you know, gentlemen? Are these young men married? Are they spoken for?" I have a friend in her 20s who is looking for, you know, traditional, strong, manly man. And so for anyone out there looking for people who share our concerns and our heartfelt desire to continue our people and to continue to build families the way that it should be done, if you have tried other avenues, other places, and you haven't found that connection yet, why not try whitedate.net? Number one, you would be helping a worthy cause and a lady who is doing something proactive and positive for our people. But I tell you, you could make that connection there. What is the cost to join whitedate.net for any of our single ladies, single men? And by the way, this isn't just for something in their 20s and 30s. I'm sure you have people of all age ranges, including widowers and widows and things of that nature, people later on in life. Is this something that is multi- I don't guess you would say necessarily multi-generational, but something that sort of goes across the age spectrum and again, the
absolutely.
Cost to join.
Absolutely. They're members of all ages. The majority is between 25 and 34, I think, but they're also younger and older. Really, it's a broad range of our people everywhere. But we are scattered, and this is the main problem. We need to find people that are close to us. I mean, nobody wants to travel 300, 500 miles to just meet someone to talk freely. We need to wait a little bit. If you sign up and you don't find anybody in your area, then you just wait or just talk online and with the people who are already there. But we need to give this project a little bit of time because this is so... how do you say it is so opposed and meets so many obstacles that basically we grow by word of mouth and a few banners and a few shows.
Well, I'll tell you, it's again, you mentioned someone earlier moving from Europe to Canada that met on your site. It is worth moving for if you can find a suitable partner with whom to build a family. That's worth moving around the world, certainly across the country. But you may be fortunate enough to find someone within relatively short distance of your home. And again, it's not going to cost you that much. Liv, with only seconds remaining, I'm going to remind everyone again, thank you again, whitedate.net. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your time tonight on the program. What is the cost to join?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot. Well, it is the prices are different between men and women. Women I think a monthly fee to pay between 23 and 42, and men between 42 and 72, I think. But the groups and forums are for free. So the only function that needs paid membership is the private messaging. People can participate in the group and forum function places or the exchange. They can participate freely because I think community is also the most important thing.
Liv, I'm so sorry. We're running out of time. We'll follow up with this. But listen, you can get all the information, folks, at whitedate.net. Different levels for different levels of access. Different prices for different levels of access. Liv, thank you so much. I'm going to continue to work with you. I'm going to email you after the show. And we're going to get a banner up. And we're going to put some content up on our blog. Let people know more about this to complement the interview. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again soon. The rest of the program forthcoming, ladies and gentlemen. Second and third hours coming up next. We'll be right back.